You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Following Colombia's surprise rejection of a peace agreement with the FARC rebel group, President Juan Manuel Santos is seeking a dialogue with those who opposed the peace deal. He has appointed three top officials to sit down for talks and guide this peace process to a happy ending. The two sides met today for the first time. James Bleers reports.
The commission leadership includes Foreign Minister Maria Angela Holguin and Defence Minister Luis Carlos Villegas. Its third senior member is Humberto de la Calle, the government's chief peace negotiator. He's offered to resign following the no vote by the majority of the Colombian people. Instead, he's been sent back to Cuba to talk with the negotiators of the FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Back home, the commission are faced by the team of former President Álvaro Uribe, who's demanding real jail time for those convicted of war crimes in real prisons rather than community service centres. It won't be easy to convince the FARC to step up and swallow down this bitter pill. Convincing their rank and file to disarm, given the prevailing circumstances, will also be fraught with difficulties. The peace deal's been signed, but it's not been either accepted or adopted by the Colombian people. The only way this could happen is if the FARC submits to justice and rapidly evolves into a genuine political party. Yet, FARC hardliners are now likely to dig their heels in to mire the entrenched stance taken by Álvaro Uribe. For Vatican Radio, James Blair is reporting.